Fitting song to start hour three of the first Friday of spring here on Mobile Mornings. This is FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finlian as well. Sean will be back Monday. He'll be back.
That's like that voice with the monster cars.
Yeah, monster trucks. Sunday.
That guy.
We've gotten to a lot this morning, and one of the things that we finally got to that drawing yesterday for Captain Bobby Abrascato and the A-Team fishing crew. He gave away a really, really cool prize package, and it was all for a great cause. All you had to do to get into the contest, into the raffle, was donate money to the Memorial Fund for Fallen Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor, and a lot of people donated, more than likely straight out of the goodness of their heart, but they were also entered to win this raffle. And Doug Bailey yesterday was announced as the big-time winner. He got a professionally guided fishing trip with Captain Bobby Abrascato, a custom-built fishing rod, stock tackle box, also a gift certificate to Ed's Seafood Shed. So congratulations to Doug, and thank you to everyone who donated to the Memorial Fund. And I checked just this morning.
Yes.
Rechecked just a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. And if you still want to donate to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund, there's a link at the top of our Facebook page. Also, you can go to mobilepd.org and follow the links there. And you can donate through the police office website, which no third party involved. Right. It's all above board because you're going through the police. So you can donate now. And thank you to everyone who has donated so far.
You know, and I was just going to add, because Captain Bobby is such a gracious man, I'm sure that if you did not win, if your name was not our winner's name, you can request for him to put together a package. Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That will fit your needs, and you're able to still give back in a big, big way. So either way, you definitely win. But I'm glad that you talked about the verified sites, because sadly, we have to deal with that in these situations, that people pop up Facebook pages that are not relevant. I did want to share with you the Mobile Law Enforcement Foundation. They do have a Facebook page. I'm a new board member. But what's important to note is that this foundation, what happens is we are able to give money to our men and women in uniform that they're not allowed to legally ask for when it comes to funding events or taking care of family members when there is a, you know, an officer killed in the line of duty. And it's a great resource. They just started their social media movement. So if you can give them a like, that'd be fantastic. It's Mobile Law Enforcement Foundation, nonprofit. All of the monies go straight to our men and women in uniform. So
yeah, that's a great cause, and they put everything on the line for us every single day. So thank your law enforcement, and that's a good way to show your thanks. Well, Doug won the fishing raffle yesterday, so he got that package. I wonder if he's going to make his way down to the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show coming up next weekend. I know thousands and thousands of other people that like being on the water, like boats, and of course like fishing, they'll be down there. It's going to be back in Orange Beach, like it is every year. Starts March 29th, runs through March 31st. Of course, the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show is the premier boat show on the Gulf Coast. They have more than $150 million of marine inventory on display. So you were talking about the Powerball earlier. If you get that $386 million cash option, you can just go ahead and buy that, and just go ahead and buy the entire Wharf Boat and Yacht Show.
Of course. And don't forget your friends at FM Talk 106.
Yeah, don't forget about us. They're going to have 650 boats on trailers, 150 boats in the water, and all at the best prices that you can get this year. And also new this year, they've added a few things. Water boat training seminars from Boat US, and they give you just a few hours of on-the-water training. You can be way less stressed out once you get out there on your boat, once you get out there on the water. Docking and handling your boat in tight situations, of course, we've all, for the most part, been there. It takes a lot of the fun out of it, but get some of this training and you'll have so much more confidence when you're out there on the water. Also, there's a course just for women that they'll have down there at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show, and everything for the coastal lifestyle, fishing tackle and seminars, marine accessories, and of course, activities for the kids. So come on down to the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show March 29th through the 31st, and you can get your tickets online. Instead of waiting in line, go online, go to wharfboatshow.com or find Wharf Boat Show on Facebook.
I tell you what, one of the issues that I take exception to is when people say there's nothing to do.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? There's nothing to do. There's something to do on both sides of the bay. I know we have this weekend, 5th annual Downtown Cajun Cook-Off.
Ooh,
isn't
spicy.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice, as they say? This is going to be good. I'm looking at all the information here. There's a cost attached, but hey, I mean, you can eat good.
Mm-hmm.
Live music, cold drinks, games, giveaways, great time. That's the Cajun Cooking Festival. March 23rd, downtown, 10 a.m. on Saturday. And here's one. This is a new one to me. Black America in Art Form at the Alabama Contemporary Art Center in Mobile, if you're interested in seeing a live stage production. Also, the 42nd annual Azalea Trail Run.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that this year. I didn't realize it was 42 years old.
Yeah.
Or young, depending on how you look at it.
Running the streets of Mobile. They got the 10K. They got the 5K.
Mm-hmm.
They got the 2K fun run, and like
yep.
you said, they've also got the no-K.
That's right.
If you just want to get down there
like,
and watch.
Or you can do the okay.
The okay.
Okay, go ahead. You run, I'll watch.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Awesome. And the weather's going to be picture perfect, as Dr. Bill alluded to. You just can't ask for better when it comes to the weekend. But there's mm-hmm. make sure you get out and do something.
Yeah, and with it being the first weekend of Spring mm-hmm. Festival of Flowers, that began yesterday. That runs through this weekend, so no excuses.
None.
What was the weather score? 1.9180. It's going to be awesome to get out this weekend.
Here's something. If you have to stay inside, there's mm-hmm. a book sale going on. 2019 Friends of the Mobile Public Library book sale. This is happening at the Abba Shrine. You know where that's located?
Is it on off of Schillinger, right?
It's like way, mm-hmm. depending on where you live. To me, it's like
Schillinger and
yes.
Cody.
Hit Road.
That's
there
right.
There you go.
Not Cody.
They say hardback books are $2 on Saturday, while paperbacks are $1 on Saturday. They have audiobooks, DVDs, CDs, and more at bargain prices. And guess what? They take cash, check, and credit cards via Square. Go ahead. That's what I'm talking about. And I say that because I think about our kids. They keep getting these lists that come home that say they have to read this book or that book. And if you have voracious readers in the house like we do, this would matter to you. So that's Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. That is the 2019 Friends of the Mobile Public Library book sale.
Well, we got a lot of national news to get to. World keeps churning on. And, you know, as we wait for the Mueller report, they say it's going to drop at any time now.
Right.
I was reading something yesterday that they're not expecting any more indictments from Mueller's team. Now we wait to see when the report will be dropped.
Mm-hmm.
They say we likely won't hear from Mueller at all, but it's up to the White House, it's up to the powers that be to see whether the public will actually see the report that he comes out with. But in the meantime, the yeah. president keeps on talking in front of crowds and keeps on signing orders in the White House and you know, getting his stuff going on. But yesterday, a pretty important executive action that the president went through with for his supporters, signed an executive order requiring colleges and universities that receive those federal grants to certify that they are protecting free speech standards on campus. Of course, that's been a complaint of many over the last couple decades that those higher education institutions have been blocking out a lot of conservative views. We've seen so many online videos or videos that are posted online of and oftentimes it's conservative speakers who aren't even that, you know, out. They're not radical. So many of these, they've got modern and they've got modern conservative views that really aren't mm-hmm. you know, supposed to be tearing down America or anything, and they're being treated sometimes like they're just the scourge of the earth. But that's what the president was going after, was ensuring that these higher education institutions allow free speech on their campus. But there are critics of the order, of course, like anything that President Trump does. They said that this could result in unnecessary bureaucracies in government and on campus. Janet Napolitano, who's the president of the University of California, said, "We do not need the federal government to mandate what already exists, our longstanding, unequivocal support for the freedom of expression." Now, I do know, at least at the two universities that I went to, which would be the University of South Alabama and Troy University, that there is a space on campus, and I think it's mandated that they have at least one spot on campus where you can get out and say whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
The freedom of expression. And sometimes they just happen to put those places in the woods or behind a library, somewhere there where they're not very accessible.
Not in the woods.
Yeah, well, they're tough to get to sometimes, for sure.
I gotcha. For safety's sake.
Maybe that's it. Maybe they just don't want people screaming. Because when I say freedom of expression, sometimes at these universities, there are some, well, I'll just say, there's some nut jobs that get out there and yell at you as you're going into the cafeteria or wherever you're heading.
Mm-hmm.
But shutting down the freedom of speech is certainly a huge issue at a lot of these universities. And that's not what college is about. You're supposed to go to college to get a worldview of things and get opinions from every single side of the aisle, upside, left side, right side, downside. And that's what the president yesterday with his executive action is trying to get to. Also, North Korea back in the news, and the Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Joseph Dunford, he said that he doesn't think or that he has no idea if North Korea's Kim Jong-un is actually serious about some of those promises he made about denuclearizing to the president, and that includes his pledge to continue a moratorium on nuclear and missile tests while talks over denuclearization continued. The Joint Chiefs Chairman spelled out his three Korea missions, his three missions for North Korea. He wants to support diplomacy, deter the North from attacking. Of course, that would probably be number one on the list, and also be ready to respond if deterrence fails. Now, we know the last meeting with the president and Kim Jong-un ended pretty much abruptly when the president didn't. He drew a line for Kim Jong-un and said, no, we want complete denuclearization. We're not going to pare this down. If you want us to take some of these restrictions off of your country, you're going to need to completely denuclearize. But this morning, there was more news coming out of North Korea, and they withdrew from the liaison offices with South Korea. So that good correspondence that we started to see between North and South Korea while the U.S. was talking with North Korea, there was a little bit more of an open line of communication. Now it looks like North Korea is starting to pull their people out of that liaison office with South Korea, and they did it abruptly. So we'll see. It looks like North Korea is going back into their shell when it looked like they might be starting to come around, maybe denuclearize. We'll have to keep an eye on that. And we know those missile test sites are still... they started building them pretty much immediately after his last meeting with the president. Still no missile tests that we know of, but looks like they're getting ready.
But, you know, unlike our country, they're not reporting those things in real time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, go figure.
Right.
Go figure. Going back just to your story about freedom of speech, that's very concerning because so many Americans have died for us to have the ability to be able to have such a right. And whether or not you agree with people, that's not the issue. That's the beauty of living in the good old U.S. of A.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be interesting to watch. And then triple backstepping to the Mueller investigation. It's very interesting how we haven't, you know, in TV land, you use the same shots over and over where you see the same person, you know, carrying the same briefcase. It's very interesting that yesterday's breaking news was that Robert Mueller was driving a car.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Come on.
And he had on a ball cap, too? What?
That's crazy.
And so that's what the news cycles were turning on. But it seems that whenever there's been breaking news in this investigation or anything to do with, it seems like the Trump administration, it happens on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It happens on a Friday. And so, you know, all eyes are pointed toward will they or won't they this Friday, which is, of course, today.
Yeah, we'll have to see. It'll be interesting once that Mueller report drops what comes of that. But if you want to give us a call, talk about any of those topics we just laid out, 251-343-0106. We'll also take your texts at that number. And coming up this hour, we'll also talk medical marijuana because there's a bill in the Alabama House. And yesterday, Florida began selling smokable medical marijuana for the first time ever. All that and more, plus the 2018 top dog breeds.
I'm
going to make you guess.
Oh, and don't forget to vote for us for the nappies.
That's right. VoteNappies.com now through April 7th. We're coming back. More Mobile Mornings on the way. Thanks, Kane. 825 on FM Talk, 106.5, Mobile Mornings Friday style. Hey, what if you only needed one company to take care of all of your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and a whole lot more. Introducing the new C Spire Business. It's the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. They've got everything in a single managed IT portfolio. That means the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. So from the desktop to the data center, C Spire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technology challenges. You can learn more right now at cspire.com/business. That's cspire.com/business. C Spire is customer inspired. 826 on FM Talk 106.5. We were talking about the president and his executive action ensuring the freedom of speech on college campuses. And Ben texts in regarding what the California, what was the president of the University of California, who said, "We do not need the federal government to mandate what already exists, our longstanding unequivocal support for freedom of expression." And Ben says, "To me, saying you're okay with freedom of expression is not the same thing as saying you're okay with freedom of speech." And I have to agree exactly with Ben that freedom of speech is being able to say, you know, outside of screaming fire in a theater or the things that could cause real present danger to other people, mm-hmm. that freedom of speech is being able to say what you want to say. And that's a huge, huge part of our founding document and of being an American. So great job pointing that out, Ben, about the freedom of expression versus the freedom of speech. Well, we are in a new era of, we're always entering a new era, but medical marijuana has become such a sweeping, what's the word I'm looking for? It's in America, it's becoming, what do we have, 20 states now that mm-hmm. have legalized medical marijuana, mm-hmm. 9 states, I think, that have legalized marijuana completely, and it's inching closer and closer to Alabama. Kelly, I know you had a story about a bill that was filed in Montgomery.
Yeah, in case you missed it, the medicinal marijuana is what we're talking about. Big headline here as State Representative Mike Ball, he's a Republican from Huntsville. He's also a former ABI agent. On Wednesday, he introduced House Bill 243, and that would legalize medicinal marijuana here in Alabama. Now, if his name sounds familiar, he's the very same lawmaker who sponsored bills which became Lenny's Law and Carly's Law for CBD oil use. His goal, Dalton, is to extend both of these laws. Carly's Law, that passed in 2014, and that authorized a UAB study on CBD oil to treat seizure disorders. That law is scheduled to expire July 1st of this year. This bill would extend Carly's Law until January 1st, 2021. Now, back in 2016, Alabama passed Lenny's Law. That allowed patients who suffer seizure disorders or other debilitating medical conditions to use a product that comes from the marijuana plant. So HB 243 also revises that law and authorizes those over the age of 19 who have been diagnosed with a qualifying condition to obtain a medical cannabis card, which authorizes the use of cannabis for medicinal purposes. The bill would establish the Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission, and that would require the commission to establish and administer a patient registry system, and that registers all the patients who have the qualifying medical conditions, and then the commission would issue medical cannabis cards and licenses for the cultivation, processing, transportation, manufacturing, and sale of cannabis here in the state. And I like that, knowing that there's a registry, mm-hmm. because when you can keep track of something that's so new to so many people, that's how you learn. You see, you know, the best practices and what not to do. And hopefully, you know, if all goes through, we turn to other states who have been doing this for some time and understand, you know, what worked for them. Of course, every state is different, like how you have children. Every child's special in their own way and different. But you want to, there's no need to reinvent the wheel on mm-hmm. something that's already going in multiple states. And this, what interested me the most about this one, this is a bipartisan bill, and it has 20 other co-sponsors.
That's big. They're reaching across the aisle to do that. You know, I don't see it passing this year, next year, anytime really soon, any kind of actual smokable marijuana, mm-hmm. medical or otherwise, in Alabama. If they do something, it would be extremely restrictive, I would imagine. But we've been talking a lot about CBD oil here lately. Mm-hmm. Sean's had quite a few guests on Midday Mobile. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, he had Attorney General Steve Marshall giving his take on CBD oil, and we're going to replay that interview later today. But there are certainly some real benefits. And CBD oil, we're talking about the non-psychoactive part of the marijuana plant. You don't get high from this stuff, and it reduces inflammation and does a host of other things. But a state just to the east of us, Florida, yesterday became the first medical dispensary in Tallahassee became the first dispensary in the state to actually sell smokable pot legally. Florida, selling smokable pot. I would have never...
And so you don't think something like that, which is one state over, could inch its way over here? What would sell for... What would pass first? A lottery bill or a medicinal marijuana bill in the state of Alabama?
Without a doubt, the lottery bill.
This sounds like we should put a poll up.
You know what? I'm going to change the poll this morning. We're going to see lottery or smokable marijuana. And this was a Trulieve dispensary. They've actually got one in Pensacola, too. So we'll see when they start.
FMTalk1065.com.
That's right. 836 on FMTalk1065. This is Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Let's head over to McConnell Automotive and talk with Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Good morning, Dalton. Happy Friday to you guys.
Hey, happy Friday to you. You know, I was thinking about all the times in my past that I've gone vehicle shopping and just how much of a task it's become. It's so difficult in so many different places. You have to bargain with the salesman, and McConnell Automotive, it's just not that way. It's easy.
Yeah, you know, I'm driving by one of my main competitors right now, and those guys are friends, but they do business a lot different. And I think for anybody listening, what I want to let everybody know and invite you to shop at McConnell Automotive for is just the ease of doing business, Dalton. And one of the greatest examples I have is when we put an internet price out, we actually honor it. Some of these dealers.
Yep. I think we might have lost Mitch.
Yeah, his competitors may have heard.
Uh-oh, he's been shut down. We'll work on getting Mitch back later in the show. But I'm sure he was going to tell us all about how easy it is to shop at McConnell Automotive. And their website, McConnellAutomotive.com, one of the best resources you can go to. So if you have a vehicle in mind and you don't want to make it out to the lot or you want to check it out before you go to the lot, McConnellAutomotive.com has everything you could need right there. You see the great pictures of the vehicles they have, and you know, with spring being here, it's time to get out and get some work done. They've got some awesome trucks on the lot there, especially that new AT4 Sierra with an incredible tailgate package, and you could tow things, throw things in the tailgate, and you can even just ride around since it's springtime weather and ride around with the window down.
And if your family has changed, maybe you've added a little bundle of joy, you have options, right?
Yeah, you got plenty of options because they have some awesome SUVs there on the lot too. So we'll get back in touch with Mitch at some point. McConnellAutomotive.com, check it out, and head out onto the lot. They're on Dolphin Street just east of I-65.
Hey, can I read this tweet to you that I just came across?
Please do. Okay. I don't even know why you asked.
Okay, thank you so much. United Airlines becomes the first U.S. airline to offer non-binary gender options in booking channels.
Who's this?
United Airlines. So here are your options that you can check. Mr., Ms., or MX?
Like DMX.
Like you don't identify.
So what's the point?
And they say, fly how you identify.
Okay. I mean, it's pretty apparent that I'm a Mr., even though Mr. or would be my dad. But, I mean, what does your gender matter when you're getting on a plane?
Well, some people don't identify as man or woman.
Okay, so it's just as far as
they want to be addressed appropriately.
Right.
So they're saying you now have a new option as to how you can be greeted with your emails, or maybe when you board, you can either board the digital way where you scan from your phone, or you have the paper ticket, and on there it'll say, like, I loved when I changed mine to Mrs. Kelly Finley, but you know it has your name there, so now you could have MX.
I just think it back to when I get on a plane. I don't know if I've ever heard, like, thank you, mister, or your flight is waiting for you now. I'm ready to jump on. I don't know.
But they don't have good customer service, whoever you're flying with.
Yeah, I guess not.
Because the kind ones are like, hey, good morning, Mrs. so-and-so, and I wait patiently.
And you can also, I guess, get on with what are the animals called? Your stress animal or whatever. Your compassion animal. People are bringing turkeys and stuff on. I wonder if somebody's going to try to bring on a 1,600-pound steer.
Here's one. How about just bring on a safe flight? I mean, with what's been going on with the airlines and learning more and more about what could have been avoided in these tragic crashes, I would just like a safe flight. Don't worry about feeding me. I can handle that. Just get me to where I need to go. And if you want to arrive early, I'm cool with that as well.
Yeah.
But wow, oh my goodness. Well, that's just something, just to throw it out there, because I know we keep our eyes on social media and we let you know the latest and greatest when it comes to headlines. Just wanted to let you know, and I tweeted that out, should you want to know more, at Kelly K2K Finley.
Well, the reason I was wondering if you could take a 1,600-pound longhorn on a plane as a service animal, that's the word I was looking for, a service animal. Mm-hmm. Did you see this story out of Texas, Humble, Texas? And a Petco. So at Petco, they say basically any animal on a leash you're allowed to bring into Petco, which, you know, you're normally thinking, okay, my dog, that's the probably number one animal that's taking into a Petco. Maybe people put their cats on a leash, mm-hmm. take them in, even though that could be sneaky. They could probably get out and hide from you for years inside of a Petco. But this one family in Humble, Texas decided they are so humble in Humble, Texas, decided to take in his pet 1,600-pound longhorn mm-hmm. into the Petco. He had a leash on it. He had everything they asked, and I guess he thought he would record it, and maybe the Petco employees would kick him out. Like, you can't bring a 1,600-pound longhorn into Petco. It would knock everything off the shelves.
He was like, watch this.
So he recorded it. He put it on his Facebook page. But the Petco employees were like, oh, great. That's awesome. Bring him on in.
They had snacks for him probably in the back. Like, hold on 1 second. We'll get something.
We'll give him some longhorn treats. But I thought that was a pretty interesting story. And then keeping it on the pet news cycle. I look forward to this every year. I don't know why. I'm a dog person. I'm not a cat person. Never have been. Probably because I've always been allergic to cats. Uh-huh. But every single year they have the AKC, the American Kennel Club, dog rankings, and it's not really a poll.
Yes, I was thinking of Best in Show. That movie.
Best in Show is one of the best movies ever. You know, they actually made a sequel to that.
I can't even, as the young people say.
Called Mascots, and it's kind of it's shot documentary style. And it's about people that are mascots for universities and high schools.
Oh, that's a stinky job.
Yes, it is. It's just as funny as Best in Show. But they did the top 10 dogs for 2018. Now, it's not a poll. It's not what your favorite dog is, but they actually go by the numbers and dogs that are registered to the AKC. And for the 28th year in a row, the top dog in America is... Do you want to give it a guess? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Ooh, okay. Give me some hints.
Okay. If you throw something, they'll bring it back if you trained them.
Golden Retriever. Labrador.
Labrador Retriever. 28 years in a row, Labrador Retriever, the number one dog in America. I think they said 580,900 puppies and purebred dogs were newly registered in 2018, and 88,000 of those were Lab Retrievers.
Uh-huh.
So it's a
so
huge
sweet.
Number. Yeah, I love Labrador Retrievers. Yeah. Number two on the list for most popular dog in America, German Shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful dogs.
Yes.
Three, that's the one you just brought up. Air Bud would be happy to see his ranking here. Golden Retrievers. Number four, a close relative to my Boston Terrier, the French Bulldog.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah, you're right. I never thought of that.
It has risen very far up the rankings. The French Bulldog now number four on the list. You know, they got those flat noses.
Yes.
And they make a lot of noise out of both ends.
I didn't know about all that. But there's nothing, to me, there's nothing cuter than a dog who has a smushed in face and crooked teeth.
Uh-huh.
It's just, oh, my goodness.
Imperfect dogs are perfect, is what you're saying.
What they're like humans. You know what I mean?
You can't, especially in Alabama. I mean, I take my Boston Terrier to the park, mm-hmm. and he runs and runs and runs. But just like English Bulldogs, French Bulldogs, any of them with the flat nose,
yeah.
you leave them out there too long, they'll start going, they'll start having a real serious time with it. Rottweilers, actually, mm-hmm. Poodles came in at number,
mm-hmm.
let's see here. Bulldogs were number five. Okay. Then you got Beagles six, Poodles seven, which I feel like they're working their way down the list. I don't think Poodles are as popular anymore.
People have hair allergies. Those are one of the
that's
dogs.
That's right, because they're hypoallergenic,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh. They don't shed.
Rottweilers, number nine.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit surprising to me. I thought maybe...
Protection.
I thought pit bulls would be ahead of Rottweilers.
Mm-hmm.
But Rottweilers, number nine on the list. Sean would be happy with this. German short-haired pointers has finally made the top 10. Sean has a German short-haired pointer.
He's probably going to get another one right now.
Yeah. Well, he was there before it was cool. He's like a German short-haired pointer hippie, I guess. But... They were, it's the highest they've been ranked since they actually got American Kennel Club recognition in 1930. Uh-huh. And then following them, you got your Yorkshire Terriers, little yippy
dogs.
The Yorkies. So that's the top 10.
I wish they would add in there pets that you can adopt from the shelters.
Well, that's the thing about...
The mutts. I like the mutts.
Yeah, we need a mutt ranking, which yep. I guess that, you know, they've got the ugliest dog rankings, which is sad, but also... very cute and hilarious at the
same
time.
Those dog mamas love them.
Yeah, their moms love them for sure. But, you know, with the AKC and CKC, it's all about the purebred dogs. And so often when you go out to buy a purebred dog, you got to make sure you're buying them from the right place.
And you have to have a lot of money.
And I tell you, unless you're willing to drive, what did I drive, 800 miles to get my Boston Terrier?
See, I can't even...
Because it was about $700 cheaper than anywhere else.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I just look at it like there's so many pets who need homes. And I tell you, when you have a pet that's been rescued, they're a little more grateful, it seems like. They're grateful for that little bed you made for them. They're grateful for that cheap dog food you have to purchase sometimes because you forgot to go get the right dog food.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yep. And after I got the Boston a couple years ago, went and got a rescue dog.
Yep.
And she still needs rescuing sometimes because she thinks that we're awful people. I think she probably had a bad previous life. But yeah, plenty of great places to go get a rescue dog.
And you know, they make for great vacuum cleaners in your car.
Yeah, they do.
Honestly, open your doors and go ahead.
They clean up everything.
Right.
All right, we'll get back on some local and national news topics when we get back to wrap.
And our poll,
that's right. Mm-hmm. Need to put the poll up there. And we'll wrap up Mobile Mornings for this week. It's the first weekend of spring coming up. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you. Hey, March Madness starts in a few hours. That's right. .852 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings wrapping up this edition of Mobile Mornings. First Friday of spring, officially spring, and it's going to feel great this weekend. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams gave us a weekend weather scale of 1.9180. That is very close to the best score you can get. So with all the things going on here in Mobile and Baldwin counties this weekend, no excuse not to get out and enjoy the weather. And speaking of spring, it's time for spring cleaning. If you've let your house, maybe your office, get away from you a little bit throughout winter, and then we had Mardi Gras, so all kinds of good reasons to not stay on top of keeping a clean house. But if you have so much stuff that you want to get rid of and no way for you to take it away, don't worry about it. Just call the folks at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey Bennett and his crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You set up your appointment time either on the website or calling the number 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, and they'll show up right when you expect them to show up. They don't give you a big spectrum of time, and you have to take off a half a day like you're getting new cable put into your home or anything like that. You set up your time, and they show up right on time, and the price that they quote you is also the price that you'll pay. That's very important when you're looking for a company to do anything for you. You want them to do what they say they're going to do. That's what they do at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So if you got a lot of spring cleaning, a room full of stuff that you want to get rid of, just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll clean up the outside, inside, whatever you need them to get rid of. That's Trey Bennett and his crew, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. 8:54 on FM Talk 106.5. Earlier we were talking about medical marijuana, how it's swept across the nation, and a new bill that's been filed in the House here in Alabama that would legalize medical marijuana for people that need it, for mm-hmm. people that have seizures or instances like that. Well, one state over to the east of us, and you know, we've talked a lot over the last few days about lottery and whether or not it will pass in Alabama, and how Alabama is kind of on its own island when it comes to the lottery, because now you've got Mississippi that just passed it, Tennessee's had a lottery, Georgia's got a lottery, Florida's got a lottery. Well, we'll start, I think, to see the same thing with medical marijuana. And Florida yesterday, for the first time, they sold smokable medical marijuana. The first store that sold smokable medical marijuana is this place called Trulieve, T-R-U-L-I-E-V-E. And this store was in Tallahassee. They sold smokable marijuana yesterday for the first time. They have 26 dispensaries in Florida. They've actually got one in Pensacola. I'm not sure if they will be selling flower marijuana or when they would be. But it's officially a new era in Florida with medical marijuana being sold. The first customer was a 59-year-old Doug Dixon. He said he suffers from fibromyalgia, and his doctor approved the drug for him. He said, I didn't know if I would ever see it in my time, but it is good to see it. It's good to have the alternative. These pharmaceuticals are killing people. I've lost so many family members. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the law allowing smokable medical marijuana in Florida just days ago, and they've already got some of these dispensaries, which I think have been setting up for years now, and they announced that they've got 190,000 people already in Florida that have registered as medical marijuana patients with an active ID card. So it'll be interesting to see this going forward. Under this law, patients can purchase up to 2.5 ounces every 35 days, and that's for smoking marijuana, and then a total of 4 ounces in their possession at any time if the doctors deem it the proper treatment. But I wonder if we won't see, I mean, we already see all kinds of illegal marijuana, which any smokable marijuana in Alabama is illegal marijuana. Mm-hmm. But with it being just across the state line now, how many people will be, I'm sure, for the medical purposes, a lot of people are buying it. They got the card like they're supposed to, and they're buying it for the right cause. But I wonder how many people are going to buy it, try to make a quick buck off of it, bring it across on I-10 and bring it into Alabama.
Right.
If maybe we'll see an uptick mm-hmm. in arrests there at the state line.
Or how many people are going to go across the state line, purchase their medicinal marijuana and their lottery ticket?
Yeah, you know that too. But with you having to get a card from a doctor mm-hmm. in Florida, mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly how that works. I'm sure you have to be a registered resident of the state.
When you're doing things legally. Right.
But, you know, we're right. Just like people go to Biloxi mm-hmm. to gamble on sports now. They've
Very
been going
true.
To go to the casinos and of course, the Indian Reservation, the Creek Casino, for a long time. But now you can go to Florida to not only buy your lottery ticket. If you know somebody there, you can buy medical marijuana. Just watch. I think that we'll see an uptick in arrests right uh-huh. there on I-10 near the state line, just on all sides of Florida, really. I bet we'll see more people coming out of Florida with it. But, you know, marijuana is already so prevalent in yeah. basically every single state, and there's already tons of arrests going on. So I want to keep an eye on that, but also with this bill that was filed, that would be unthinkable. The bill that was filed in Alabama, that would be unthinkable mm-hmm. just 5-10 years ago. And
right.
you said 20 people co-sponsored this bill.
That's right. It's a bipartisan sponsored bill. This is House Bill 243, and State Representative Mike Ball, who I've been telling you about this morning, one of the quotes he said is, "This is about helping sick people." So that's the goal that they're focusing on. And when you see something with bipartisan agreement, it makes you say, okay, we really need to focus on something like this. I just hope all the facts are laid out on the table. Let's not rule through emotions. Let's mm-hmm. rule through what is best mm-hmm. when it comes to this issue. And it's foreign to some. And to some, if you've lived in other states, like, you know, I lived in California, and you know how that goes over there.
Yeah.
It's something that's readily talked about and seen, and we just have to do our due diligence and do our homework. And that if you're sick or you don't want someone who's sick, it impacts you completely differently than someone who's sitting on the sidelines healthy as an ox.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's an older people thing.
I don't see very many Republicans out of fear of losing votes. I don't see them jumping on just yet. But, you know, things change. We'll see in the next couple years where Alabama stands when it comes to medical marijuana. Well, that does it. Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5, Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. It was a pleasure to spend your Friday morning with you. Coming up, the Mike Gallagher Show, and after that, Midday Mobile, right here on FM Talk 106.5.